Boker Tov, good morning, Rabbosai. Today is Karis, Daf Base. We're starting a new Masechta. You can put away your Tzmura. You can switch your Tzmura for your Krisis right now. We have a week of learning sponsor, Maya Hoffman, in memory of her father, Reuven Ben Emmanuel Zol, Neshama Levin Aliyah, and the family in the Chama, and Talmud Torah sponsor this month, Yonah and Shushi Ehrenfeld, in memory of Yonah's grandfather, Joseph Ehrenfeld, Yosef and Shmuel Aaron Zol, the Neshama Levin Aliyah, and the family on the Chama. Morning, Moshe. And we are on Krisis Daf Base. One interesting thing I forgot to say yesterday about the end of Tamura. When we go to Shul tomorrow and they lay in the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the episode of the Egel HaZahav. And he says, what did I do to the Egel HaZahav? So I pounded it up, I ground it up, I burned it, and I threw it into the river. So yesterday we learned some things we buried, some things we burned. So Moshe Rabbeinu did everything. Moshe Rabbeinu did everything possible to destroy and be mevatel the remnants of the Egel HaZahav after he made some people drink it and like a meisota. So that's just something to think about tomorrow when we're learning the Parsha. But now moving on to Krisis. This is like Crime and Punishment. So why isn't this right after Sanhedrin? Because Krisis and Chatas go together. Karis and Chatas travel together. If he did it by mistake, it's a Chatas, but on purpose, it is a Karis. And if there is certain of these averas, it could even be Malkus or Misas Bezdin. It could even get executed if there are Edim and Hasra, if there are kosher witnesses, and he was warned. So what exactly is a karis? The Ramban brings there are variations in karis. There's not just one karis. There's different psukim. If it says he karis ha'ish, just the man will be cut off, it means lo aleinu, he's going to die early. Early, they say, is between 50 and 60. But not everyone who dies between 50 and 60 is actually a karis case. So please don't go to, God forbid, someone's levaya and say, oh, it was karis, he was 52. Don't do that, please. Ramban also says, tikaris and nifashos, he's cutting off the soul. That means this person's doing a lot of averas, not a lot of zechuyas. So the karis effect on him will be to cut his soul, to distance his soul from Hashem and the olam ha'emes. His ikar punishment will be after this lifetime, in the next life. As we know from Mesilas Yesharim, Baruch Hashem, we have another zecher Mesilas Yesharim today. The only true good is the dveikus. Tov amiti raka dveikus b'Hashem Yisparach is the first paragraph of Mesilas Yesharim. The true good is closest to Hashem. By doing these karis averis and being an avaria and being not such a good guy, this person is distancing himself from Hashem. Hashem and him can't be together. And there's another even worse krisus, hikaris tikaris, a double krisus. He's cut off in this world and the next world. That's according to the Ramban. Some of the Rishonim say certain kinds of karis are taken out, God forbid, on the children of the sinner and not him himself. He'll be meis ariri, he'll die without children. So there's variations on the karis theme, but karis is not good. And the literal translation is cutting off. I think Art Scroll word is excision because they like to use good words. So shloshim v'sheish, there are 36 krisus b'Torah. What do you mean they're in the Torah? Of course they're in the Torah. Where else will we learn them from? The Arizal says, this is a remez, and the Chavetz Chaim brings it, and there's Likutei Halachos. It's a remez that being Ozeg B'Torah can prevent krisus, and could even be Mechaper, someone who needs krisus. He should learn about the Aveira he did, and he should learn Meseches Krisus. And it's even a big segula to learn Meseches Krisus during Yemei Tshuva, and we're actually going to be still be in krisus in Elul, so we're going to be Mechayim, this Chafetz Chaim, but being Osek in Torah will be Mechaper, will atone for Krisus, and even prevent Krisus, because we're going to find out what not to do, Rabosei. So this is, don't try this at home stuff. So what are the 36 Krisus? Haba Olaem, a man lives with his mother, Val Eishes Av, or his father's wife, even if it's not his mother, Val Akala, or his daughter-in-law, Haba Lazachar, or with a man, Val Abahema, or an animal, Isha Mavia Behema Aleah, or a woman with an animal. Haba al Isha Uvita. He lives with a woman and his daughter, the Ashes Ish, or he lives with an Ashes Ish. Israel Karis, Haba al Achoso. What about his sister? Also a Karis, Val Achos Aviv, and his uncle's wife, his father's sister. We'll get there later. Val Achos Imo, or his mother's sister. So those are his aunts. Val Achos Ishto, or his sister, or his, Achaz Ishto is his sister-in-law. Thank you. Looking for the word. Val Eishes Achiv, the wife of his brother. Val Eishes Achi Aviv, the wife of his uncle. There it is. Val HaNida, or he lives with a Nida. That could be even his own wife when she's a Nida, is in a Karis. So those are the Arayos section. The Hamegodef. Hamegodef is someone who blasphemes. God forbid he tries to curse Ribbono Shel Olam. Or another pshat we're going to see later is he's singing the praises to Avodah Zarah. He's denying Hashem by extolling Avodah Zarah and accepting that. The Oved Avodas Kohavim, he does a Maisa that serves idols. The Hanoisen Mizaro the Molech, or he gives from his seed to the Molech. Molech is interesting. It's also in Avodah Zarah, but it's singled out often in the Torah. It's singled out because it was such a horrible thing. It's actually a Machlokes Rishonim if the Molech actually burned up the children that were given to Molech or not. So Rashi and Rambam understand Molech as the parents would give the child over to these Avodah Zarah priests and they would lead the child through the fire but not kill him. You know, walk through the fire. As some sort of rite. The Ramban says these children were really burned. And why does it say Mizaro? Because it was from some of his children, but not all of his children. If, God forbid, someone gave all of his children to be burned in the Molech, that person is probably completely insane. So he's totally nuts. Or his sin is so horrible, it's so terrible, that there's no punishment good enough for that. Because it seems to be that, according to sort of the Ramban, the priests of Avodah Zarah used to say, listen, we'll sacrifice this one child, and the Molech will give Hatzlacha to all of your other children. So it's a teachable moment where they were willing to sacrifice some of their children. You know, they picked the runt of the litter or something, God forbid. So it's the opposite of what a Jewish mother does. Is you see a Jewish mother cares about all of her children, the ones who need extra help with the homework, even, you know, they get the help. You know, it's the opposite of the Jewish approach to child raising. Baal Ov is this necromancy. They speak to the dead. The most famous Baal Ov in Tanakh was, we had a king, Shaul HaMelech, went to ask from a Balas Ov at Ein Dor, and then they were all shocked when instead of this necromancy magic trickery happening, Shmuel HaNavi actually came. His neshama actually came and spoke, because that wasn't actually Baal Ov, but he was asking the Ov. Mechal HaShabbos, being Mechal HaShabbos is Karis. Again, if it was done by mistake or unknowing, he didn't know it was Shabbos, he didn't know it was Aser, that's a Chatas. He brings a carbon Chatas. We have a Gemara in Shabbos. They used to keep a notebook of how many times they accidentally broke Shabbos so they could bring a chatas when the temple will be rebuilt, b'mheira b'meinu. And if it was Edim, of course, being Mechal Shabbos with warning and witnesses is with Skila. V'tame, someone who was impure, she'achal kodesh, and he ate sanctified holy food, k'habal l'mikdash tame, he comes into the temple when he is tame, also a karas, v'ochel chaylev. Somebody eats chaylev as a forbidden fat. Now, the shuman is a mutter fat, and there are many kinds of chaylev. There are fats that are in the organs in certain places that the Torah says is usser. Vidam, and we also can't eat dam. So back in Europe, they had this blood libel because those goyim never learned krisus, because Jews don't eat blood. So it's like one of the most, you know, insane things you could say about Jews. So Jews don't eat blood, period. Venosar, nosar is leftover karbanos, can't eat that. Upigal. Pigle, remember, is when they did a shechita, one of the avodos, and they had kavana. The intention was to eat the meat or burn the parts after the time limit. So that becomes pigle. Even though you're still within time limit, you can't eat that meat. That's karis. Veshochet mal bechutz, shechut dechutz, bringing up karbanos outside of the Mishkan, outside of the temple. That is a karis. Veochel chametz bepesach. Famously, eating chametz bepesach. Please don't eat chametz Pesach. One of the reasons we are so machmir about chametz and we're so, you know, kimat paranoid about chametz, it's karis. It's a big deal. We don't want to eat any chametz on Pesach. V'ha'ochel, v'ha'osei melacha b'yom kippurim. Someone who eats or does melacha on Yom Kippur is a karis. It'd be a question about the other inuyim, you know, wearing leather shoes. That's not listed as a karis, but would that still be a iser deraisa or maybe it's a derabanan? Somebody who uses the recipe to make the shemen amishcha, the anointing oil. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar made the anointing oil to anoint the mishka and the kelim and the kohanim for service. And miraculously, it lasted for centuries. But if we try, and the Torah gives the recipe, but if we remake it, then that's aser. Hamefatim as a keturis. Somebody makes the keturis. We see elsewhere if he's making the keturis for his own use. If somebody's making the keturis for the base of mikdash, b'mheir v'meinu, that's good. But he's making his own use. It's karis, hasoch es hashemen, HaMishcha, somebody who anoints himself with Shemen HaMishcha. You know, he's not anointing a Kohen Gadol, he's anointing himself. That's Aser, as Karis. V'HaPesach V'HaMila. Now, these are mitzvahs Aseh. To bring the Karban Pesach and to get a Bris Mila, these are mitzvahs Aseh that are Chayiv Karis. If somebody, God forbid, never gets a Bris Mila, and he should have gotten a Bris Mila, there's a question if his brothers, God forbid, died from their Bris Mila because they had hemophilia and they weren't able to cure it or stop it, maybe he's not allowed to get a Bris Mila because of Pikuach Nefesh, because he might also, God forbid, pass away from that. But if somebody went through his lifetime without getting a Bris Mila and died like this, that's a curse. Somebody didn't bring his Karban Pesach when he could have and should have, was in the neighborhood. It's Chiyuv Karis. Now, Rabbi say, can we bring a Karban Pesach? Bizman Azeh without a Mikdash? So you should know, it's a humongous discussion in Halacha. It's the topic of an entire shir itself, so we're not going to get into it. But you know, 2 years ago, the police in Israel arrested a group of people who were planning to bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach 2 years ago. 9 years ago, they actually arrested somebody trying to sneak onto Har HaBayis with a young goat. Because those people held, I'm not condoning or endorsing what they did, but they held that you could bring a Karban Pesach without a Beis HaMikdash, and possibly even without a Mizbeach, bring it as a Bama. It depends on, we've seen this machlokis, Kiddusha Rishona, if the sanctity of the temple was Kiddusha L'Shaita, was temporary, O Kiddusha L'Atid Lava, or was permanent for all time. If it was permanent for all time, it's Kodesh, you can't go there if you're Tameh, but maybe that's Kiddusha to bring a Karban. And if it was temporary, maybe we could bring it as a Bama. This is what they're saying. It was a huge discussion between the Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Chasam Sofer, and this, you know, that generation. They wanted to petition the Ottomans to bring the Karban Pesach. People said, no way, it's not going to work. But there's still this idea, because the Karban Pesach, it's doche tuma. Even when you're Tameh, if most of the people, most Kalashal are Tameh, it could be brought in tuma. And also, it doesn't come from Machasit the Shekel. Most of the Karbanos come from the half a shekel that we donate. But the Karban Pesach, you bring it with your own money. You go and buy your own goats and go up to the Har HaBayis, and these people think that's possible to do. So it's an ongoing discussion and debate in Halacha. But of course, if it's a Pikuach Nefesh issue, because the Yishmaelim are there, and they would probably murder someone who tried to do it. So that's a Pikuach Nefesh would be Doche, even if the other issues could be solved. So God willing, we will be able to solve all of the issues, and I'll have a Karban Pesach. And then if it's possible, halachically possible and practically possible, and there's no pikuach nefesh, we should be bringing a Karban Pesach, because that's a karis. That's a severe infraction to not bring a Karban Pesach. Good. Val elu, on these, chayven ozidonu karis. If he did it on purpose, it's karis. Al shigagaso chatas. And if he did it by mistake, it's a chatas. Val lohoda shalahem. If he didn't know he had done it, yesterday we brought the case, he ate something, he wasn't sure if it was chaylev or shuman. He wasn't sure if it was aser or mutter. He didn't know yet. So Asham Talui, he brings an Asham Talui to protect himself, to suspend the punishment until he finds out. Mina mitame miktosh v'kadashav, and some who are mitame miktosh v'kadashav, ibneshu b'olaviyorin. So those are not a chatas. So it's saying certain things are not a chatas. If it was a safek, it's Asham Talui. If it's a mitame miktosh v'kadashav, that's an olaviyorin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, chachamim omrim af megadef, even megadef, they say, doesn't even bring a carbon. Shenemar Torah achas, there's one rule, yihye lachem, for you, la'osei bishkaga, for someone who does an action, bishogig, and this does an action, la'osei yotza megadef she'ena osei maisa. Megadef has not changed physical reality. He said words, and they might have been horrible words, against the Rabbeinu Shalom, or endorsing of Avodah Zarah, but he just said words. He didn't do an, he wasn't osei maisa. Great, Amud Beis. You'll notice Amud Beis is large, which is why we flew through Amud Aleph a little bit. So Gemara says, Minyana Lama Li, why do I need to count? Baruch Hashem, we're Yidden. Yidden are the best accountants in the world. And we'd be able to count up 36. Why did it have to tell us? The Shlosh HaBishesh is 36. Rabbi Yochanan, the 36, teaches us, Shim Asan Kulan Bechelem Achas. He did all of these Averas. Bechelem Achas means in one hiddenness, one sort of lapse of knowing. It was one unwitting time. He didn't realize in the middle what he was doing wrong. Chayev o kol achas v'achas. He's chayev on each and every one individually. So he had one period of time where he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't realize he was doing all these averas. And he did all of them, he'd be chayev on all of them. Now, really, he'd be chayev 34, not 36, because Pesach and Milah, he can't, you know, those are things you have to do, not things you don't have to do. Vesu, and also, Hadisnan, we have a Mishnah, similarly, Avos Melachos, this should be more famous, the Av Melachos, the fathers of Melachos, the larger categories, are Mem Chaser Achas, are 40 minus 1, Minyan Alamali, why do we have to count? Because we could have counted them in the Mishnah. The Mishnah there in Shabbos lists all of the Avos Melachos, and it lists 39 of them, so why did it have to say 39? Rabbi Yochanan says, Je'im Asan Kulin Bechalim Achas, if he did all of the Av Melachos of Shabbos in one go, Chayev Okul Achas V'Achas. He's not Chayev 1, he's Chayev 39. So how is it possible? He didn't know it was Shabbos. There was, God forbid, his boat sank, and he was stranded on a desert island, and, you know, there's a big storm, he doesn't know what day it is. And he did every single malacha on one Shabbos because he thought it was Tuesday. So that's 39 chataos when he gets back to Yerushalayim. So now we're going to ask some Mishnahs where we teach a number, and we're not really sure why we have to teach the number. Also, there's another case of numbers. Hadatan, there's a Mishnah, Arba Mechusrei Kapara. Four people need an atonement. Now, what it means is we're waiting for their carbon for them to be totally done with their status. It could be a Mitzura, a Zava, Zava. We're waiting for them to bring their carbon so they can eat Kodshim, so they can go back into the temple and eat Kodshim. Really, they're okay right now, but they're Mechusrei Kapara in the sense that they need to bring a carbon to fix their status entirely. Lomali. Why do we say four? Lefuki midrabi Eliezer ben Yaakov, to exclude Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who would de Amar Hey, who says there's five of them. Hey Have. De Tanya, there's a Bryce Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ger Mechusar Kapara. A convert to Judaism is Mechusar Kapara. He's lacking something. Achi Zarek Dam Alav, until they sprinkle the dam of his carbon. So he learns out from the Geirus in the Midbar, when our ancestors became, as it were, Geirim. They had in the Midbar a mass milah. Everyone had a bris milah. Apparently, they went in the mikvah. So a ger goes in the mikvah, and a ger also has kabbalas mitzvahs. We had kabbalas mitzvahs. We accepted to do all of the commandments. And we also brought a carbon bin. We brought a big public carbon bin. So he says a ger should bring a carbon. Until then, he's mechusar kapara. He can't go into the temple eat karbanos until they bring his carbon. So it's sort of when we have a temple and we're able to bring karbanos, then the ger will bring a carbon. He might bring a carbon Pesach with all of us, Rabbi Yossi. So then he'll be good to go at that point. He'll be able to go to the temple and eat the karbanos. Good. Ahachitana dolid. So therefore it teaches four to exclude. The Rabbanan don't hold it with Ezer ben Yaakov. They don't hold that he's Mechusar Kapara at all. Two, also, Haladitzon, there's another Mishnah, Arba Mevin Al Hazadon Kishkaga. There are four kinds of people who will bring a carbon chatas, on a zodon, or something on purpose, Kishkaga, just like it was a mistake. Minyan alamali, why did we say four? Lafuki mid Rebbe Shimon. That excludes the view of Rebbe Shimon. De Tanya, there's a Bryce Rebbe Shimon Omer. Shvuas hapikadon, lo nitan zedono the kapara. If somebody did a shvuas pikadon on purpose, he doesn't get a kapara by bringing a carbon chatas. Shvuas pikadon means somebody, Reuven, deposited an object by Shimon, and then Reuven goes to Shimon and says, hey, give it back. And Shimon says, I never had it. You never gave me. He says, I'm taking you to court. So then Shimon makes this shvua. Shvuas ha-pikadon. Pikadon is a deposit. He makes a shvua in front of the court. And then later he admits it. He says, you know what? Shimon was lying to Reuven. Shimon was trying to steal it from Reuven. So normally for shvuas pikadon, we would bring a chatas. And here Shimon says, it's not good enough to bring a chatas. Ahachitana dolitz. Therefore, this Mishnah teaches four. So exclude Rabbi Shimon. The rabbis don't hold like that. Two, also, Hadatzlan, there's another Mishnah, hey, five people, Mevian Karban, Echad, Oliveris Harbe. They can bring one carbon on many Averis. So, Minyana Lamali, why do we need this count of five? Because you could count them in the Mishnah over there. Bishum to Kabai, Limitna Seifa, because the Seifa there, Nazir, Imnitma Tumot Harbe. There is a case of a Nazir who got Tame many times, Rabbi Yossi, but he only brings one carbon. Now, Nazir, when he's done with his Naziris, he brings Karbanos, famously. He has an Ola, Shlamim, Chatas, he has this whole Karbanos. We talked about we burn his hair under the Duda Shlamim, where they're cooking up the Shlamim. But if Nazir gets Tameh, he has to bring a Karban, and he has to start over. They cut his hair. First, he has to get purified from his Tuma. So that takes 7 days, because they need to sprinkle the Paraduma water on him. Day three, day seven, he needs to go to the mikveh. He needs to get his hair cut, day seven. And then he has to restart his Naziris and bring his carbon on day 8 to restart his Naziris. We're going to see exactly when that restarts. So it could be this Nazir brings one carbon on getting Tame many times. We're going to see how. Mashkachas law, we can find this, Kagon to Itma Bishvi. He got Tame, and then it's the 7th day from his Tuma, and he's been going through the Tahara process, and he gets Tame again. V'chazar Nibbashvi. And then the next week also, they're trying to purify him. They sprinkle the Paraduma water on him. He gets Tame again the 7th day. Mani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda he, and the subpoena of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda to Amar Naziris to Tahara, the recount, the restart of Naziris in Tahara when he's pure again. Min Shvi Hu Dechayolei. This starts from day 7 again. So day 7, he goes to the mikveh and he gets his haircut and he gets the Paraduma water on him, and now he's good to recount, even though he doesn't bring his carbon until the next day. Ditoma Rabbi he, if you can tell me it's Rabbi. Gave him to Naziris Tahara ad Shmini lo chaylalei. Rebbe holds you need to wait to the 8th day until he brings his carbon. Eichi mishkachas la. You couldn't find that he has many averos of getting tuma as a nazir with one carbon. Eidin nitba be shvi, because if he got tame on shvi and Rebbe's view of a chazer nitba be shvi, kulo chada tuma richtahi. It's just one long tuma. He never really got done with the first tuma to get Tame again a separate and second time, according to Rebbe. If he got Tame on the 8th day, when he's able to bring his carbon and his restart, and he gets Tame on the next 8th day, it was the time he could have brought his carbon, even if he hadn't brought his carbon yet, but he could have brought his carbon on the 8th day. According to Rebbe, if he got Tame 3 times, this Nazir has got to stay away from funerals and stay away from people carrying dead bodies, because, you know, 3 in a row, it's a problem. But he could bring his carbon on the 8th day, even though he hasn't brought it yet. So once he's finally done getting Tame, he brings 3 carbonas for getting Tame 3 separate times. Elishmavina, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehudahi, that's Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehudah, and the count is excluding him. But my Rebbe, my Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehudah, are they going to bring it? The Tanya, the Bryce brings the Kiddush Es Rosha, brings the source for their machlokes. Kiddush Es Rosha, he sanctifies his head, that means his hair rabosa, he's a nazir. B'yom hahu, on that day, b'yom havas karbonosa, the day of bringing his carbon, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that's when he brings his carbon, that's when he can sanctify his head, meaning restart his naziris. Because he was tameh, and now he's tahor again, now he can restart, he has to start counting over again. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda omer b'yom tiglachto. That's the day of his haircut. The day of his haircut is on the 7th day, and that's when he can restart his Naziris B'Tahara. Good. Another one. 2, also, Hadithnon, the Mishnah says, 5 people, hey, Mevi'in Karban Oliviyurid, bring in Oliviyurid. Oliviyurid is a variable offering. It depends on the tax bracket of the person who's chayiv in the Karban, whether it's a mincha, whether it's birds, whether it's animals. Minyan alamali, why do we say 5? Mishum de katane sefa, because it teaches in the end of that, nasi kiyotzi behen, that a nasi usually means president, it means the king here typically, kiyotzi behen is also like them. Why would a nasi not bring an olive yored? Beautiful. He's the richest person there. The nasi is, thank you, he's the richest guy there. He can't be poor. He can't be poor. There's actually a mitzvah, saim tosim alecha melech. If the king somehow got poor, we would have to give him to make him rich again, because the king has to be over us. Now, Rabbi Yossi, we've spoken about the difference between a Jewish king and politicians, we'll call them, you know, the outside of the David HaMelech type. A Jewish king is an anav. He represents the entire people. If he's collecting taxes and has a treasury and has a palace, it's not because he needs the kavod and he needs the fancy things and the nice things. It's because he's the representative, he's the emissary of Klal Yisrael. He has to look good because he's representing Klal Yisrael. And he's an anav. He does an aveira. He goes to the temple. He confesses on his carbon and he brings a carbon. You see, when the politicians do an aveira, they deny it until video surface or picture surface, and then they still deny it and say, "Oh, you know, it wasn't me. It was you know, lav deal." They never did anything wrong, it seems. And David HaMelech, you see, the kings of Israel, you know, the kings who were tzaddikim, they would confess when they did an aveira, you know. Yeah, and it comes out of Yehuda and Tamar. It's sodka mimeni. Being able to admit you've done something wrong sets a great example, because now you can change. The person who never admits they've done wrong, they're never going to get better. They're never going to change. So that's the king. The king, the nasi, shouldn't have to bring an olav yored, because he's always rich, and yet he's included in this count. Nasi ki yotze behen, Tanya, hey, lefuki midi Rabbi Eliezer. Damar nasi mevi seir. So Rabbi Eliezer says, since the nasi is always rich, as we said, he shouldn't bring an olive v'yored. If he did something wrong where he should bring an olive v'yored for other people, he actually brings a seir, because the nasi always brings a seir, because he's always considered rich. Two, also, hadiznan, there's another Mishnah, arba avot nizikin. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Back to the elementary school, this is Bava Kamma. There are four main categories of nezek, of damagers. Remember the shor and the bor and the mave, the heve, you know, if the ox falls into the pit or the pit falls onto the ox. And we had all the beautiful cases in the first pick of Bava Kamma. Minyana lumali, but we can count. Rabbi, we can count four. Why does the Mishnah in Bava Kamma have to tell us there's four of them? Leafuki mit Rabbi Oshia, because Rabbi Oshia over there, Bava Kamma daf base, he says, the Amar Yud Gimel Avos Nizikin Hen. So it's 13. Now, really, he's not adding so many things. They're changing the categorizations a little bit. So it's lumdus. So he says there's 13. Rabbi Oshia minyan lamali. Rabbi Oshia, why did you say 13? We could count. Leafuke mid Rabbi Chia. That excludes Rabbi Chia. It's Amar Chafdala. Rabbi Chia says 24. It's 24 avos nizikin for Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia minyan lamali. Why does Rabbi Chia have to count for you 24? Leafuke Musar. This excludes a musar, a mufagil, and someone who's mufagil. Now, a musar rabosai is someone who we use a moser, somebody who betrays a Jew to the government. Somebody who is, Rashi says, we say elsewhere, he's giving over, you know, he's ratting out a Jew for something, and now the government is going to either take the Jew away and lock him up, which is, it could be a very serious problem. The person will be mevatel from mitzvahs, it could be pekuch nefesh, or the non-Jews are going to come and confiscate his property. So mesira is one of these really horrible things that we are very concerned, you know, and it's very bad. In Olver Shas, it's extremely bad, and they say if you see a mamish or moser, and he fell down a pit, and he says, hey, hand me a ladder, we don't give him a ladder. We leave him in the pit. Does this apply to somebody who's avoiding listing everything on his IRS tax return? That's a shaila for your accountant. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. But, you know, typically we try to avoid telling on a Jew. There are certain circumstances. I'm not posking. Again, this is not a pasach. If there is a danger to Jewish people or Jewish children and the Jewish authorities are unable to stop the perpetrator, there may be a case where it is not just mutter, but a mitzvah to get the secular authorities involved to stop a situation of, God forbid, horrible abuse or something like this. You know, if Rabbi Heinemann and Rabbi Heinemann's goon squad can't stop him, we got to call out the secular authorities. But that's a shaila for a qualified posek. That's not a dafyomi shir shaila. It's very serious ramifications because we don't want to be a moser. That is a very serious thing, but we do have serious situations where we need to get authorities involved if that's what's needed. But it's a very serious thing. The fagel, Rashi here says, look, we just talked about pigel. Somebody does an avoda and they have intention that the carbon, the parts should be consumed beyond the time. Rashi here says it's the Kohen who does it. We know shechita kasher bazar, that a czar can check, so maybe a czar could make pigel. So it seems it's a machlokas rishonim. That maybe Rashi holds Davka Cohen, who has a lot of kavana, you know, he's used to doing avoda. Maybe he can make pigle, but maybe a czar, a non-Cohen who shekts, maybe doesn't. So those, Rashi says, he wouldn't pay from the meta, from what we call idis in Bava Kamma. In Bava Kamma, they say a damager pays from the best of his property. The value is always the same, but a damager pays from the best. And because, you know, we want to discourage people from damaging other people. Amar Mar, Shema Son Kulim Bechelem Achas, we said before, if he did all of these averas in one helem, one unknowing, unwitting bout, he didn't realize in the middle, Chayev Okol Achas Vachas, Chayev on each and every one of them. Bish Lama Pater Lagamar. You might have said he'd be Pater Lagamar, Lo Matzi Samar. So we couldn't say this. So what's the Havamina is sometimes by Shabbos, we know if somebody did an Av Malacha and a Toldah, he's high of one Chatas. He did them in one Helem, one unknowingness. And just a little background, if he did Ksiva, someone wrote on Shabbos, and then he realized, oy vey, I wrote and it was Shabbos, and I have to bring a Chatas. And then he goes and he writes that down on his notebook. So now he's high of twice. He forgot again. He writes it down. Now he's high of twice once he realizes, oy. Because it was two halamos. So it's funny, the word olam, world, is the same shorash as helam, is hidden. Because the world hides reality from us. This physical existence that we're in hides the true reality that spiritual existence is the real permanent existence, and all of this is very temporary. So, okay, so good. We went deep there for a second, but so he's saying you did all of these. He did all of these averas at once. He's chayev al kol achas v'achas. He has a separate chatas or separate karis problem for each and every one of them. We can't say he's pater legamre dichsiv. Ki kol asher yaseh mikol atoivos sa'ele v'nichratu v'nefashis isis, because the pasuk says anyone who does from any of these averas, he gets the karis, he has a problem, so we can't say he's potter. Ela ema avar hada, let's say if he did one avera, nischayev chada, he's chayev one karis or chatas. Avar kulu, if he did all of them, he did everything on the list, behelem achas, with one unknowing span of time, eno chayev el achas. Maybe he's only chayev once because all these krisis are together and they're all the same krisis problem, same punishment. So this is why karis is written specifically by his sister, lecholek, to divide, that just like krisis is on his sister, on one person. So if it's he does multiple averus, multiple people, there you get multiple karis. Maskif la Rav Bivi Bar Abaye, so Rav Bivi Bar Abaye has a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan here. Ema achoso de prat, a kra. So let's say his sister, the Torah specified karis by his sister, is nechayev chada Allah. So be a person who is with his sister is chayev one karis on her. The kulon and all the other ones, kevan de behelem achas, since it was all in one unknowing time span. Lo nechayev el achas, he be chayev one on all of the other chayve krisis also. Well, Rav Bivi Bar Abaye, and for Rav Bivi Bar Abaye, mi leisle hada de tanya, he doesn't hold like this baraisa that teaches kol davar shahaya baklal. This should sound familiar, but anything which is in a klal, in a group, v'yatzam in a klal, and it's singled out from the group by the Torah, l'lamed, to teach you something, lo l'lamed al atzmo yatza. The Torah didn't simply single this out to teach it for its own sake, ela l'lamed al klal kulo yatza. But this is to teach us about the entire group that this one item comes from. So this sounds familiar from the rules, the Tanav Yishmael, the hermeneutical principles, these 13 rules of darshaning the Torah, this is one of them. The davar sheyatza min haklal, elo lemed al atzmo yatza, elo lemed al klal kulo yatza. Ketzad, now helpfully, they give an example. Hanefesh asher tochel basar, the soul that eats the basar, and what it's talking about is, the pasuk says, nefesh asher tochel basar mizevach hashlamim, from the shlamim, asher lashem, v'tumaso alav, but he was tamei when he ate the shlamim, v'nichrata hanefesh ahi me'amecha, that soul gets cut off from her people. So talking about the shlamim, halo shlamim b'klal. So shlamim is in a larger group. Kol ha-kachim, it's b'klal kol ha-kachim. It's among the kachim that go on the mizbeach. Hayu, that's where it's from. Lama yatza. So why did the Torah specify eating shlamim b'tuma? Why does it say eating karbanos b'tuma? It says eating shlamim b'tuma gets a karis. L'hakish elehen, to make a hekesh, to make a comparison to everything in the group. Ma shlamim shen kachim mizbeach v'chayvin elehem. Just like shlamim is from kochim mizbeach, it was up on the altar. It's from a carbon that goes in the altar, and he's chayev karis if he's tame. Af kol shehen kochim mizbeach chayvin elehem. So anything that's kochim mizbeach is chayev if he ate it while tame. Yatsu kochim bedek abayis. This excludes bedek abayis. Sounds familiar. We were just talking about this in Tumura, which if he ate bedek abayis, he's not chayev for eating it while tame. And Rabbi says he's chayev meila. If an animal belongs to bedek abayis, and Reuven went and ate it for lunch, so he has to pay back the value of the animal, plus add the chomesh, add the fifth, 25% on top, that's how we do it, and he brings a carbon me'ila, because he's done the sin of me'ila, but he hasn't done the sin of eating kochim mizbeach while tameh. So he doesn't get a karis, but he has a me'ila problem on his hands, which we're going to get to soon in Maseches Me'ila. Amar le Rabibi bar mina. So Rabibi says, let's leave that example out. Love me, Amr Schasam. Didn't we say about that Baraisa? Yatsu Kochi Bedek Abayis excludes Kochi Bedek Abayis. So we see that it has a claw. So he's comparing it to the sister. Hacha Nami. So here too by the sister. Ma'achoso. His sister is Miuchedet. She's special in a way. How? Shehi Erva. She's one of the Arayos. She's Usur for the man to live with his sister. Vein La Heter Bachaya Usur. And there's never a Heter during the lifetime of the man who makes her Usur. As long as the brother's alive, there is never a possibility of ever being with his sister in any sort of heter fashion. Af kol, so she's part of this group. So to everything, she'ein la heter b'chaye osra. So all of the arayos, that never have a heter should be compared to the sister. So it's not like the sister is just one of all of the Arias. No, she's one of the Arias that never has a heter. So Yatza Eishas Ish, this excludes an Eishas Ish, Sheyesh La Heter B'chaye Baila. She has a heter during the lifetime of her husband. It's called Gerushin, it's called divorce. And then she becomes mutter to another man. So she's not the same group as a sister. So maybe she shouldn't be compared to the sister to get karis, to get individual karis. Amar Rav Yona v'tema Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua. So Rav Yona says, or you can say Rav Huna, son of Rav Yeshua says, Amar kra ki kol asher yase mikola to'evos eile. Let's see if we have the pasuk. We do. Ki kol asher yase mikola to'evos eile. Anyone who does from any of these despicable things. It's a lot of good translations for it. It's hard to translate to'eva. To'eva is like abomination, or it's abhorrent, or it's despicable. There's a lot of great words for to'eva, but it's hard to really nail it down. So anyone who does from any of these things, so this pasuk at the end of the Arias, you've listed off all the Arias, we've specified the sister, the Achoso, is with Kares, and then we wrap it up by saying anyone who does from any of these beautiful abominations, Toevis, gets the Kares. So we wrap it up by sort of, the Torah wraps up by having that summation pasuk. Hukshu, Kol Arayos Kulan Lechoso. So all of the Arayos are now in a group compared to the sister. So the sister we would have thought is different because there's never a Cheter for the brother, which is not like Eishes Ish. But we say, no, the sister is compared to all the Arayos. Ma Achoso Chayev Nalei Bifnei Atzma. Just like the sister, she's Chayev on herself. She's Chayev Karas on that. Af Kol Chayavin Alei Bifnei Atzma. So to every, all of these Arayos, all these Chivei Krisis, are chayev individually. They're chayev by themselves. So if the helam achas, so he was, there was a sister, there's a mother, there's a daughter. So we all have days where we feel like, we look back on the day, we say, I've accomplished so much. You know, I got up on time, I got dressed, my shoes were shined, I went to the daf yomi, I davened like a mensch, I got to work on time, the boss was great, I did this and that, I checked everything off my list, I got the thing fixed at home, everyone was great, the kid put the kids fit. So some days we feel like we've accomplished a lot. So this particular hypothetical person, yeah, he was at his family reunion, and Nebuch, he accomplished a lot that day. It was a busy day at the family reunion, and he managed to rack up 34 chayve krisis bechelem echad. They were probably drinking at the family reunion. You understand, Rabosei, some people, they have a family reunion, they need to drink. So this person had a very busy day at the family reunion. He racked up 34 krisis, and bechelem echad, in one unknowing time span, and he's chayev now on every single one of them because we have this hekesh. The Torah specifies karis by the sister. And we would have thought the sister is different because there's never a heter during the lifetime of the brother to be with the sister. But then the Torah sums it up. Ki kol asher yasei mikol ha-toivos ha-eile. They're all hukshu ze-le-ze, that all the Arias have the same status, that just like the sister, he is chayev on each time, God forbid he lives with his sister, so to all the Arayos, he's chayev each one individually, so he could possibly rack up 34 chayve krisis in one shot. Interestingly, we say they gave the Eishes Ish, is the one that has a heter. There's also Eishes Ach, the brother's wife. When is the brother's wife mutter? I heard something, Yibum, beautiful, I heard a Yibum. And it's an interesting thing because it's, we learn in Maseches Yevamos, is it's only when that Yibim is only doche the iser of Eishes Ach. If there's also one of the other Rias, it was related in another way. You know, even Shnius, the Rias we say over there, even Rias that are not listed in here. But if it had another iser going on, we don't allow the Yibim to take place, and they have to do a chalitza. Interestingly, the Yemenites still do Yibim. It was a big deal in Eretz Yisrael. The rabbis banned Yibim. So the Ashkenazi rabbis wanted to ban Yibim, and the Timanim, the Yemenites, got very upset because it had been their minhag for Dori Doros, even though the Gemara implies it's not necessarily a good idea, but they had still been doing it. So Rav Avadia wrote a tshuva that we should let them do it. It's their minhag, and it's the Din Torah. The Torah tells them to do it, so that's when it would be mutter. We'll do a little bit more, because thank God we flew through this stuff. We have a little more time. Rabbi Yitzchak to Amar Chayve Krisus Beklo Hayo, he says, all the chayve krisis are in one general category. Lama yatsa karis bechoso. So why does the Torah tell you again karis bechoso? So he's looking at it. that the pasuk ki kol asher yaseh mikol tovei sa'elei v'nichatu nevashat oses mekerav amam, that summation pasuk at the end of the Arias section. So listen, all of the Arias are in a karis. So why does it single out karis by his sister? Ledona bekaris, to point out that these Arias and that, like the sister, are davka with a karis v'lo b'malkas, and not with lashes. We're going to see later on in this mesecta that there is a havamina. There's a possibility that getting malkas, which is a punishment, it's a corporal punishment that the Bezdin inflicts. So getting Malkus, certain Averis, I said at the beginning of this year, certain Averis in this list, if there were Edim, kosher witnesses, and Hasra, and a warning, they told him, listen, don't do that, because you'd be Chayav Skila if you do this particular Avera, and he says, yes, I know I'm going to do it anyway, then the Bezdin will execute him. And certain times the Bezdin will issue Malkus, they will whip him. So there's a Havamina that Malkus, just like execution, would be mechaper, would take the place of a karis. If someone's, God forbid, chayev karis, and he's chayev mises bezdin, if the bezdin puts him to death for that aveira, it's mechaper. He doesn't need the karis anymore because he's been punished. So too, if the bezdin gives him malchus, whips him, it should wipe out the karis. So he's saying that by sister, we davka say karis, because you might have thought that giving malchus would be enough to wipe out the karis. So there's actually, it's done some places. Some places, more among the Sfardim, is that Erev Yom Kippur, after Mincha, they give Malkus. They have they give the Rav a belt, and the person who needs a Malkus, he lifts up his shirt, and they whip him. Yeah, and they're not hard, Rabosai. We're just trying to be Machaper Zavonas. We're not trying to hurt the guy. So you can go by Erev Golfez after Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur, and you can get your Malkus if you need to get Malkus, because there's a Deya, there's an opinion that holds that Malkus could wipe out a karis, that the Bezdin giving Malkus would atone for the karis. Good. So lecholek menale. So how does he know? He says that this karis written by Choso is to tell you it's not with Malkus by Choso. So lecholek menale. How does he know that each one would get an individual karis if he got all of them at once or multiple ones at the same time? Nafgale me ve'el isha benida tumasa lo tikrov. So he learns it out from the isha when she's a nida. Do not come close, because it says ve'el isha benidat tumata lo tikrav legalot evata, and it says that's a karis lecholek al kol isha ve'isha. So isha means any woman. Typically, it's his wife that we're worried about, but it's kol isha ve'isha. So any particular woman. So one woman at the family union was his sister, one was the mother, one's the mother-in-law, the daughter, everyone's there. So each woman would get her own karis if the man lived with them, God forbid. Rabbana nami typically. So why did the Rabbana also learn from this pasuk, ve'el isha benida to nidas tumasa lo tigrav, that you can't come close to the isha nida, means every isha of isha in the world. And achinami, yes, they do learn this out from this isha nida. So why do we say chorus by achoso? If we can learn out from isha nida, mibayile, we do need this lechalek al achoso for achos aviv achos imo, to divide between his own sister, his biological sister, and the sister of his father, and the sister of his mother. That these are three different sisters and three different averos and three different krisis. They're not just all one big heading of sister. Why would he have to divide these? Hari Shemus Mukhlak, and they're different women. They're different Shemus means they're different women. Hari Gufin Mukhlak, and they're different bodies. So, of course, there's three different Averas. If it's his own sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister, that's three different people, right? Right? Ela Ema Lachalak Alachoso, Shehi Ahos Avi, Vashi Ahos Imo. There could be one person who is his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister. So Rashi explains, it sounds like a soap opera or something really bizarre, that this man's father, God forbid, had a relationship with his own mother and then had mazel tov, twin girls. And so now one of those girls is his father's sister and one of them is his mother's, and one of those girls became his mother. So one of those girls is his mother and it's also his father's sister. And it's also his mother's sister because this grandson now goes and lives with the other sister, which is his mother's sister and his father's sister and his own sister at the same time. It's his sister from his father and it's his mother's sister from the grandmother. It's really It's bizarre, but it could happen that all of these shameless Isser, his own sister, his mother's sister, his father's sister, could reside in one body. Yitzhak HaMilsa Minaleh, how does he know that? Nafkaleh Min Seifa Zikra, the end of the pasuk, the Siv, Ervas Achoso Gila. He has revealed the Erva of his sister, Rabbanan Achoso, the Seifa Zikra. My Avdileh, Mi Bailay, what do they do with this? Wow, we're flying. Le Achoso Shehi Bas Aviv, Ubas Imo, Lomar Shein Onshin Min Adin. That we don't give an onesh from a kal v'chomer. Good. So we're gonna leave it off there because we're gonna get into this on tomorrow's daf on Shabbos. Shkoyach Rabosai, strong start to Krisus, and now we know what not to do. Please stay sober at your family reunion. Shkoyach.